trying to start a new sugya here. Starting a new sugya. We spent, I think since we started this shir, it was back in a while ago. We were doing Chesha Mishpat, business halacha stuff. But not to say that we became Dayanim and we have a klar, but you know, we touched on a lot of sugyas, so figured it's time to get something back, bring it back home a little bit. Things that are negeh mamash all the time. But I think that it's worthwhile to do try to do the Seder we're doing, which is to go more up to the Seder of the Shulchan Aruch, and I try to, you know, pick out topics so that people can get familiar a little bit with what it says and where all these things come from. So that's how we'll do it. So I'm going to read the Shulchan Aruch itself inside, but I'm not going to read all the Kalim inside, but I'll point out certain things. So it'll be easier if you have a Shulchan Aruch, because I'm going to point out certain things. Rabbi Kiveger, Peskei Tshuvas, Primagadim, whatever. So, the structure is when you have the Shach and the Taz, and the Primagadim goes on the Shach and the Taz, and a lot of times the halachas come from there, but it's very long, and it's hard to pick out halachas from there. Luckily, my Shulchan Aruch comes with underlines, so I know which Primagadim is... But the Peskei Tshuva really sums up a lot of the things. So we're gonna start with that. So let's say Pei Zayin Sif Aleph. So it says like this: in Simen Pei Zayin Sif Aleph, we're starting. It says like this: Kosov Batayra Loi Sivashel Gdi B'Chalev Imoy Sholish Pam. It says in the Torah three times. So why does it say the same Isser of not cooking a Gdi in its mother's milk three times? Echad l'Isser Bishav, Echad l'Isser Achilav, Echad l'Isser Anah. V'hoitzi, there's three separate Isserim. There's one, you're not allowed to eat Basa B'Chalev, you're not allowed to cook Basa B'Chalev, you're not allowed to benefit from Basa B'Chalev. So that means that it's an Isser Bishal Basa B'Chalev regardless of whether you will plan to eat it. And we'll see that there's going to be big enough kaminas of that. You know, people ask different types of shilas that have to do straight with cooking, not us eating it. Okay, so cooking basa b'chalav itself is aser. Okay, now just to throw out a case.
What do you want
to
destroy it?
Huh?
What do you want to destroy it?
Okay, so first of all, so where is it negeya, this case of cooking? So the two places where it's the most negeya, which I've actually gotten shilas about both of these cases, is. One is obviously working in a restaurant, working in a non-kosher restaurant as a chef, but not just as a chef. There's a guy here that lives in the neighborhood, so he's like a very high level not the CEO, but he's a very high level in the back office of Burger King. Now the board of directors, you know, they make all the decisions with it. So they held, or I don't know who held the own, I don't know exactly. That in order to, you know, be kaveya, the status of the employees, you got to really feel what they're going through. So every person in the staff of in the board, like these high level guys, have to work behind the counter for like 1 week a year in Burger King.
Oh my God.
So they got to work behind the counter, put on the apron, and get into the action. So this way, they could be imay anochi b'tzara, you know, like they could feel the pain of the workers, and then they could treat them better. So the so this guy comes over to me. He's like, can I flip cheeseburger? So I said, you know, why are you doing that exactly? You know, it's chash of a guy. So this is the pshat. So again, so working in a restaurant, you're cooking basa b'chalav. Could be aser. Even I'm not going to eat it, and I'm not necessarily benefiting from it because I don't really care, but I'm cooking it. The other case where it's negeya, also, and we'll see the pratim on it. The other case where it's negeya is by culinary school. And so if someone's learning to become a chef, so they ask you to make all sorts of recipes. And the recipes very often are basa b'chalav. And we'll see soon also very often what's the heterim on it, because everything in this guy told me, that everything in culinary school, the reason it tastes good is because it's very unhealthy. So the pshat is, everything is being fried in butter and all these things. So you're frying the meat in the butter. This is what they want you to do and to practice, so you're allowed to do that. Okay, so these are where it comes up. Now you ask the shayla, what about if you're destroying it? So he brings down over here that there's two cases of destroying it. One case is burning the garbage. So you have garbage and you're burning the garbage. So luckily, that's not our profession. Usually we're not the ones burning the garbage. It's don't know if it's such a problem. But he says, he points out here that Rabbi Yashiv held that if you're destroying it, there's a tzad to be makel. But Lemaisi says it's better not to. So he says on if a guy's throwing out on beer chametz, one guy threw in a slice of pizza and the other guy threw in a pastrami sandwich. So now it's like you take out all the frozen pizza, you know, from whatever's left in your freezer, because you got like 17 packages of pizza. Another guy got 17 packages of hot dogs or whatever, and they're throwing in over there. So the guy that's throwing in second could be considered sreifa, could be considered bishul, even though it's burning it, but it could be considered bishul together. In this sefer over here, Hitaka says, if you know that you know, bisman sreifas chametz be'erev Pesach, l'daza poiskim, Yeshli Zar. But he says Das Kama Poiskim that Tsrefa, which is Kiloi, destruction, is not called Bishul. So it's Machlokes, basically. Well?
Makalko,
sorry. Makalko, yeah. The other case when you're on that topic is throwing it into the garbage. You're throwing out the leftover. You warm up the leftovers. You know, it's already Tuesday night. You're trying to, you know, the kids aren't going for it anymore. So you have the chicken soup and you're pouring it into the garbage straight from the pot. And in there was, you know, from lunch, just sitting there, cheese. So it could be that's a problem. Yeah. An Eri Klirishin could be considered Bishul Min Mamish.
Is that called Hana? Is that...
But chicken. Yeah, chicken to me in every film. It's shalom, let's say.
It's not Hanav, it's Bishul. It's not Bishul of even.
It's Bishul. It's Bishul. You're saying you're not gaining anything from that Bishul. So he says here from.
You need a gain for it to be Bishul.
Right, Bishul is Bishul.
Why would you cook something?
Okay.
Bishul is Bishul. Separate
from the Yisrael. Rabbi Yashiv just says if one of the items is Nifsal Mechilas Kelev, then it's Mota. But. And as if it was in the garbage if you have a piece of cheese that was in the garbage for 3 days already, so it's Nifsal Mechilas Kelev, Mechilas Adam, not Kelev. So Nifsal Mechilas Adam is already, you know, Mutter. So, okay, but that's not normal. I don't, Pashup Shat, that's not normal the case. Other than that, he says it's awesome, Rabbi Yashiv. Okay? So those are like practical applications of Bishul. But let's see, when is it Aser? Okay, so we have to get back to the Burger King and to the culinary case. Okay. So this is, so, now, Elder, of Midrabanon, Asa B'chol Inyan. So this is important to keep in mind. The Bishul Basa B'chol Midiraisa is only by, Basa B'chol Midiraisa is only by when the meat and milk were cooked together. If the meat and the milk are being eaten and they were never cooked together, it's not Asa Midiraisa to eat them. Chazal Asa, you're not allowed to eat them even within 6 hours of each other. But really, technically, if you have a deli sandwich with a slice of cheese in it, so it's like you're being over the issur of eating them within 6 hours. But they're not cooked together. They weren't cooked together. There's no issur deraisa on eating it either. Okay? They ask the kasha, that it says by Avram Avinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu, with the malachim coming to Shavuos, so the malachim told Moshe Rabbeinu, so what's so good about you? Your forefather Avram Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu says that you guys ate basa b'chalav. He tells the Malachim, you ate basa b'chalav when you were at Avram Avinu's house. Because it says that he gave them basa, chema, b'chalav, and l'shoynes, and ben abakar, shasha. He gave them meat and milk. So they all asked this kasha, that l'chayra, who said they were cooked together? And it's only Darabana, who says they made the Darabana in times of Avram Avinu. So, anyway, the Rishash has terutz and whatever. But anyway, so it's only aser if it's cooked together. Good. Now, okay. So again, eating it is only aser if it was cooked together, and there's a separate issur to cook it also. The Ramah says, "Kol basa b'chalav she'en aser min ha'tayra." Very important. Anything which is not aser min ha'tayra, mutar ba'ana. So any form of basa b'chalav which is not aser min ha'tayra. In other words, it wasn't cooked together, is mutar ba'ana. Okay? Now, hana, by the way, is even if you don't get a monetary benefit. So if, let's say, you messed up, and you, lemaisa, have milk and meat together, and now you want to give it away, you want to give it to your cleaning lady, you're not allowed to, you have to throw it in the garbage. Because you're giving it to the cleaning lady, you're getting hana from that. So she comes in and says, hey, you want a sandwich? What's wrong with the sandwich? I thought it was grilled cheese, and really it was pastrami, and whatever, you could have it. Huh? And do what? I mean, it's a machoikis, got it, because the Mishnah Tamura sounds like it's Tom Kvura. It's like you have to get rid of it. You're not supposed to leave it around your house. You're not supposed to get rid of it, yeah. So, you know, there's a shot leaving this garbage enough. Maybe you flush it down the toilet like chametz. It's also bana. It's surya, no, you got to get rid of. So it's not even so posh that you can even... Yiddichr cannot keep it... Yiddichr can't keep it in the freezer and say like, you know, okay, next time I have a guest, I'll give it to them. You got to get mamash, get rid of it right away. It's a din. It's a machlokes. If it's a mikshel, it's a din, but...
Sometimes they'll do Instacart and they'll deliver the wrong item and it won't be a kosher item. We usually give it to our cleaning lady, but...
Well, you never had das bikoina, it could be. In that case. It's not yours. Now, there is a shaila. I mean, I'm getting like off over here, but there is a shaila. I mean, this is where to talk about it. What's called hana? Okay? Because, like you said, they talk about giving basa b'chalav, which belongs to you, giving it to a cleaning lady, or that's called hana, for sure. What about if it's not mine, and I'm just delivering it from one person to the other? So let's say you have a nurse in the hospital. So she's giving basa b'chalav to the patient. So is that called getting hana? Is that called getting hana? That's what she's paid for. Her job is to serve people basa b'chalav. And they also talk about a veterinarian. So let's say, you know, you're giving the food to the animal. Okay, so push up shot, if it's not yours, push up shot, if it's not your food, it's not called hana. You're a shliach ba'alma. That's not called getting hana from the basa b'chalav. Even if assuming it would be basa b'chalav, that would be also ba'hana, which itself is machlekes. We'll see, but that's not called hana. Hana means it's pasha pshat, it's yours, okay? Throwing it to a dog, which is hefker, is a question. Pasha pshat, we ask her, I think. So you shouldn't really even feed it to a dog. Some level of hana there. She's throw it out. You throw it out. What do you mean?
When it says that you are allowed to have mutar behana.
Oh, that would mean you're allowed to sell it. You can give it as a gift. We'll see. Okay. So now, what did the Rama mean? If it's bas b'chalav d'rabbanan, you can get hana. What's the cases of bas b'chalav d'rabbanan? So the shach says in the first shach there, he says kloimar only bishul avaloi kavushu malicha. Let's say it was salted together, pickled together. So kavash and malicha is not a form of cooking, and therefore, if you created a bas b'chalav mixture through kavash and malicha, it would be mutar b'hana. There's three other cases that are negeya, two other cases let's talk about, that are very negeya, and to find out if that's called cooked together. Number one is, what about tzli? Tzli means it was roasted together, it means without water. So what's the case of tzli? The cheeseburger case, right? You're putting on top of a hamburger, you put on a piece of cheese, so there's no water, so it's not being cooked together. It's tzli, it's roasted together. So that cooking, is that also deraisa? So again, two-level question. If it would be also deraisa, you're not allowed to do it, so you wouldn't be allowed to work at the restaurant. And number two is, if it happens, it will be also ba'ana. Okay? We had a case that a guy calls up, and he says, a lady calls up, and he says, my son made himself a pastrami sandwich, grilled pastrami geschmack, but he thought that the thing was fleishig, whatever, he used a sandwich maker that had cheese all over it. So it's mamish...
Well, please,
cheese? No, it's saying had cheese in it. So the thing is mamish basa b'chalav that happened through tzli. Right? He roasted in the piece of cheese into his pastrami sandwich.
So first of all, there you have the they didn't go on to this pastrami one. The basa b'chalav met in the... The bread.
Okay, so it's only through blias, which is its own shaila, you know. But that would be a shaila of tzli, you know. If it would be also banak, you definitely can't eat it, obviously, and you can't, but can you get hana? So this tzli is tzli, deraisa. So the Rabbi Kiveger here, I don't know which print everyone has, but the Rabbi Kiveger brings down that tzli is also deraisa. Machlokes, he brings down that tzli is also deraisa. The best place to see these shailas is in the Pesachei Tshuva Ois Gimel. So the Pesachei Tshuva Ois Gimel brings down from the Pri Chadosh. It says Derech Bishel. What's considered Derech Bishel? So he says Ayin Pri Chadosh to Gam Tigun Bchlal Bishel. Another case, frying. Now frying means there's got to be some level of liquid. let's talk, not mamash deep frying, but you're frying it. You're like what you do in onions on a pan. You put a nice level of oil, and you're frying it in the oil. So is frying called bishul? So it's interesting, Shaila. On the one hand, the concept of bishul is that the water gets inside and moistens the thing to the point that it cooks it. What is the idea of oil is that it's really the heat of the oil. It's not the... It's a different science. Tigun is its own shaila. Yeah, because there's a tzad that tigun is mamash bishul. It's similar to a bishul process. But Lemaisa, the Prichadosh says, tigun b'chal bishul. Okay, tigun is aser. Okay, mam shif, he brings down acha minchas Yaakov. The minchas Yaakov brings from the mam shif, say, tzididu, they have a tzad, lahokel, to be makel, the tigun loyav b'chal bishul. Ve'in aser, it's a machloikis. So what do you do when it's a machloikis? Ubehefsin meruba yesh lahakel according to the prima gadim. The prima gadim says you can make up by hefsin meruba on tigun. Now, the case of the culinary school is tigun, because frying in butter is oil. It's butter. It's not water. So cooking something in butter would be a tigun. So you have a case of in the school they're telling you to fry the chicken, the meat, in butter. So if it's hefsin meruba, yeshal milis moich. But in regular cases, it would be asa. So the tigun would say is also to do it. Okay, so that's how we paskening. Then he says v'cham b'cham b'loy roitiv, which is tzli, two hot items touching each other with no roitiv. Kasa prima gadim shem arshal d'loy avi derech bishol umutar ba'ana. So that he's bringing down his mutter, but Rabbi Kivegi says it's aser. And again, there's two shitas on that. So if you have a real tzorich, you ask a shayla. But like here, Rabbi Kivegi says tzorich lahachmer k'chal chamasadam v'aser ba'ana. So he's being machmer on tzli and on tigun. Okay? That's called bishul, and that would be called asa ba'ana. And therefore, if it's asa and bishul. So, this sefer is about your question. Shvus Yitzchak, b'dinei bishul v'gdarav b'mlech ha-shabbos u'b'isr v'heter. So, if you want, here. This entire sefer is about 500 pages, and it's basically trying to go through every single type of bishul, and is it bishul for Shabbos and is it bishul for basa b'chalav? Okay, kli rishon, kli sheni, iroi, davar gush, atzli, tatar gavar, yad zoledes, kaleya bishul. Everything you heard of in Shabbos, where does it fit in over here? One psak he brings down over here is what about a microwave? There's no Pesach Tshuva on that. So the Shaila is, what's with the microwave? Now, this is very Negeya. Negeya, two things. He says, first of all, it's Negeya if, let's say, you're a nurse in a house, in a place or whatever, and the person tells you, bring me my meal, you got to prepare for them. You got to put it in the microwave. Heat it up in the microwave, okay? So is cooking something in a microwave considered bishul? So first of all, is microwave considered bishul for Shabbos? Is its own sugya. So it's a fascinating Ramosha. Ramosha was written, there's a tshuva from Ramosha about it. Ramosha says that why is it, the Gemara says if you cook in the sun, it's not called cooking for Shabbos. So Ramosha says, why is it not called cooking for Shabbos? So there's a shver Rashi there. So the machlokes between Ramosha and the Avni Nezer, how to learn the Rashi. The Avni Nezer says, what Rashi means is cooking is with a fire, period. They didn't do it in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, you need to do it with fire, and therefore, you didn't cook in the Mishkan, they didn't cook with fire. And therefore, that's not called derech bishul. That's not the normal, that's not called derech bishul. So he says, according to that, microwave is also not derech bishul. There's no fire. There's no heat source. Anything that's not using a heat source is not bishul. Here, the microwave mixes up the whatever it does. It makes friction or whatever it does to make it hot. There's no source of heat. According to Avnei, it's not bishul. Ramosha says, no, it's not like the Mishkan, but it is derech bishul. As long as it's Derech Bishul Yechayv. And he says, you'll tell me in the 1970s when he wrote the Tshuva that microwaves is not Derech Bishul. He says, that's because they're very expensive and not everyone has it. But you'll see very soon everyone's going to have one in their house. And once everyone has it in their house, it's considered common and it's Derech Bishul. That's his prediction. So
what's the halacha with the nurse?
No, so I'm saying is that Rabbi Yashiv, and according to that Tshuva of Ramosha, is that a microwave is called Derech Bishul for Basa B'chalav. That's what Shvasi Yitzchak Paskins, that a microwave is called Derech Bishol from Basa B'chalav. Doesn't make a difference, right. So even though there's no Hana, but it's also to do it all to Bishol.
Does that have a microwave in your office?
Then he says like this. He says another important nafkamina that the microwave is called Bishol. This is a little interesting. Is that let's say you get a psak from someone that you're allowed to warm up your lunch in the Gaisha microwave. Why? Because you'll double wrap it and you'll heat it up in a way that it's not going to open up, it's not going to be exposed, and therefore you got a psak that's mutter to do that. Okay. But he points out, but let's say the microwave's filthy and has in there, the guy before you heated up his pizza in there, and his pizza splattered all over the place, and the guy before him heated up his salami sandwich in there, and his meat sauce is all over the place. Now you're coming in, and you're going to use up the microwave. Your sandwich is going to be kosher, but you just cooked up all the leftovers that are in the microwave. So it could be that there's a bas b'chalav on that. What? Okay, but it's okay. In the Chumash. So now some of these cases. Okay, so he paskins in. So the answer to your questions is not so possible. Shalom, you got a week. You can get back to me. So the Chum B'Chum is tzli.
Is that referring to in an oven or less?
No, that's okay. Cham b'cham is kipshuta in an oven. When it's davar gush, you're back to the shayla of davar gush. In other words, what happens if you have a boiling hot hamburger off the flame and you put a cheese on it and it melts? So that's an old shayla. If we would be machman, that's considered that bishul m'deraisa. But in the case of the cheeseburger, they do it on the skillet or whatever. And they're putting it on there. Chama?
He said, be a big case of Cham B'Cham, which means both of them are
hot. Right. He should have said Tatagav, you mean?
You just think of the bottom, even one of them.
Okay, not one. I mean, well, you think the Klippa. Okay. I hear. He's just trying to bring out the point. Now, by the way, now, there's another important point over here. Reheating basa b'chalav that was already, let's say you're the nurse, and the nurse, she gives you, you have the patient comes, so we're saying, you cannot use a microwave. Okay. But now the person comes and gives you a sandwich and says, nurse, can you reheat this for me? So is reheating a problem? So Rabbi Kiviger says that if it was already cooked together, reheating is not a problem. Ein bishol, achar bishol, by basa b'chalav. So therefore, even if we're saying a microwave is a problem, but to reheat treif basa b'chalav in a microwave is not a problem. Okay. Now, these things, something which is not necessarily derech hamishkan, but in basa b'chalav doesn't matter derech hamishkan. Also, tigun and tzli is zichar tolda of bishul, so it's also. But here, maybe it's not called bishul. You need mamash. Here, in other words, here the Torah actually said the words loisevash el gadis. You need real bishul. The Torah didn't say bishul in Mishkan. It's just anything which is similar to the concept of improving food through heat. So therefore, you improve food through heat even by tzli. So obviously, you're not allowed to roast something on a grill on Shabbos. But here, maybe it's not going to be called bishul because you need literally a bishul process. So it's two different ideas.
If you say in Mishal or Bishal by Basar B'Chalav, then the dirty microwave shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Right, but it could, right, unless you don't know.
You're going immediately after the person. You're the one who's creating the Basar B'Chalav because...
Right, in other words, the other guy's cheese could be splattered at the very end. So it never really got cooked in with the other meat.
You're going to turn it on for a minute.
Yeah, tell the guy. tell the guy. Can you turn on my microwave for me? And then you're like, it's not Shabbos, so you can just do it yourself. Yeah. By the way, Bishul Akam in the microwave is also good. He talks about that here also. Afia is like sleep. It's sleep. Yeah.
Usually, the splatter is not from the guy before you; it's from the 400th guy before you.
Right. So at some point, you have to assume there's probably Bishul Akam Bishul. Okay, now, the main shayla, the biggest halacha l'maisa shayla on this is, and then I'll get to shayla, it's not so halacha l'maisa, but it's Gishmak Lomdis in the Pesachei Tshuva before. Okay, but the main shayla that comes up halacha l'maisa, let's go to Siv Beis and Gimel, okay? So it says like this, Siv Beis Okay, he just says something pretty obvious, which is gedi lav dafka duadin shor seveis. It's not, even though the Torah says lo sevashal gedi, it's not a gedi. Obviously, it's any meat, except for that's similar to an animal like that. Veloishna that has children that way. Veloishna b'chal of ima. It doesn't mean it's mother's milk. Obviously, loishna b'chal of acheres ella shadibar kasa b'ayv. That's a normal case, but any meat and milk is aser. Okay. Now, Siv Gimel. Einoi noyeg elo b'basar behema tahira b'chala behema tahira. It's got to be kosher meat and kosher milk. Avo basar tahira. But if you have milk from a kosher animal, b'chala tmeya, with a non-kosher animal meat, like pork or something. So, oi basar tmeya b'chala tahira. Or you have camel milk or some milk from a non-kosher animal with kosher meat, mutar b'bishal u'bahana. It's mutar b'bishal u'bahana. In other words, there's no basa b'chalav. It's not subject to basa b'chalav because it's not a kosher meat, it's not kosher milk, and therefore it's mutter b'bishul ba'ana. So pork and all this stuff would not be subject to these halachas, and you're allowed to cook them.
You're allowed to have culinary school.
You're allowed to cook them.
Pork burgers.
Right, whatever that means, right, exactly. That's mutter b'bishul, and it's mutter to get hana from it. So that we're not discussing, okay? We're not discussing that. Now, there is an interesting shach here, the Beis Yosef Machlokes, Beis Yosef and the Bach. That question, is it aser be'achila? Meaning, is there an iser basa b'chalav d'rabbanon to eat it? You're not allowed to eat it. Okay, now you say, what do you mean not allowed? Of course you're not allowed to eat it. It's pork. So no. Oh, besides that it's pork, it's also d'rabbanon basa b'chalav. So says the Beis Yosef, why would Chazal do that? Chazal are not here to just add on isurim for no reason. They're here to keep you away from something. So you're away from it. It's pork. So why would they now institute a new Issur d'Rabbanan of Basa B'chalav on pork to eat it if pork was cooked with milk? So the Bach holds that they did. It is Issur d'Rabbanan as well. It's not just Issur d'Oraisa. It's Issur d'Rabbanan also. It's Basa B'chalav. You're not allowed to eat it for two reasons. It's pork. It's also Basa B'chalav d'Rabbanan. Now what's the nafkamina? There is nafkaminas of this. Okay, I'll explain to you a nafkamina. Nafkamina is like this. I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to bring out the point. When you have pork and you cook pork into a potato, so is that potato treif? You're not allowed to eat it, but what's treif about the potato? Because it has in it flavor of pork, but is the potato itself treif? Not necessarily, right? The potato, you're not allowed to eat it because you're going to be bumping into the pork flavor in the potato, but the potato itself is not treif. Okay? But if you cook meat, okay, into milk, okay, so now is the milk treif or is the milk just has flavor of meat in it? What happens is now this becomes a new cheftza that it's the milk itself is aser because the milk became aser from the basar. Right? So now the nafkamina that there's basar b'chalav here is if the pork is aser. Okay, but now if you cook the pork with this slice of cheese, so now what's the status of this cheese? Is this cheese now only aser because it has in it flavor of pork, or is the cheese aser because now the cheese is basar b'chalav? And that could be big nafkaminas of that. How much of the cheese is aser? How much iser is there in the cheese? Is the whole slice of cheese aser? Or is the slice of cheese only containing in it the flavor of the pork that it has? You see what I'm saying? The nafkamina basically is that, see, that slice of cheese now would go and fall into a pot of soup. Milchik soup. So how would you measure how much you need in the soup to be mevatel that iser, the cheese. If the whole cheese is also, then it's a problem. If it only has in it flavor of pork, then it will be. So that's the. But the shach says, the shach. What? That's the shaila. That's what I'm saying. That is the shaila. You understand that term, right? That's. It took me 5 minutes to say that. The Bach is saying this chanan derabanan. And the shach is saying the chazal are not in the business of making shtikach Torah. Chazal don't come to make shtikach Torah. I found the nafkamina, so since they found the nafkamina, so now Chazal are going to go and make an iser to create the nafkamina. Chazal are here, it's practical. They want to save people from isurim. No one needs this basa b'chalav to save you from isurim. You're staying away from the pork, you're staying away from the cheese. What's the point of the darbanon? Okay, that's a summary of that long shach over there. Now, the big nafkamina, the big shaila here is that we're saying that pork, meat, it's not subject to basa b'chalav. What about kosher meat, but it's nevela? What about cow meat, but it's usher to eat it because it wasn't shechted properly? Now, why is that the most negadika case? Because all these Burger King and culinary schools and all these things, they didn't get, you know, Meal Mart meat for you, right? They're bringing in treif, nevela, that was not shechted. So it's not kosher meat. So what's the status of non-kosher meat in this sugya? Okay, so... And if you'll tell me it's like behemoth tamea, it's like pork, so you're allowed to cook it. So the whole everything we spoke about is not negea. The nurse, she's allowed to warm it up, and the culinary school, and the Burger King, they're not using kosher meat. So who cares? So there's cheese on it. You're not eating it. As long as you're not eating it, it's only also midirabanan. So he said anything which is only also midirabanan, there's no bishul, but there's no iser bishul, there's no iser hana. So therefore, I'm not eating it, so I can cook it. But if you'll tell me, no, it's only by pork, behemoth tamea. But this is a cow. Cow meat is also with milk, period, midiraisa. The fact that it didn't get shechted, okay, who cares? It doesn't make a difference, okay? So this is probably the most negea dika point. So the if you look, it's the Dogel Mervava. The Dogel Mervava, the author of the Dogel Mervava is the Noida Biuda. So the Dogel Mervava is a very important sefer. The Pisrei Tshuva brings it down. So I like seeing it from the Pisrei Tshuva. In the Pisrei Tshuva is in Vav, and the Pisrei Tshuva says, "I am bedagel mervava, shekasav ubasar nevela, kosher meat which is nevela, v'chein chelev, let's say a different part of the animal, also levashel b'chalav min hatayra v'loike al bishuloi. You get malchus. It's also deraisa.
What's the tzanat?
The tzanat is that maybe it's only milk that meat that you could eat. It's only meat that you could eat." Meat that you can eat is also b'chalav. This is nevela. You're not allowed to eat this meat, so maybe there's no iser basar b'chalav. So we're saying no. It's only behemah tamea. But kosher animals that were not shechted is also midiraisa to cook it. Okay. This is a dugum revava, and we passing like that.
It's mashman aloshin. It says behemah tamea. It doesn't say
exactly not kosher meat.
Yeah. Versus
yeah. Everyone brings it down. The gulim mashar. Everyone brings this down, and we go like that lahalacha. The question is, what about hana? So far we had two categories. There's basa b'chalav deraisa is also three things: achila, hana, and bishul. And basa b'chalav derabanan was only also in achila, and bishul and hana not. Now we're going to create a new middle step, which is again the most common shaila, because kosher meat with milk is not the common shaila, because people in their kitchens don't create basa b'chalav on purpose usually, and even accidents it's very rare that it's real basa b'chalav. But this is a common case. So now we're going to create a new category according to the Dogel Mervava. He's saying, it's Osir Ba'achila for sure, obviously, because it's Nevela anyway, and you're not allowed to eat it. It's Osir in Bishul, you're not allowed to cook it, because he's saying, well, Savashal Gedi includes this. What about Hana? Is it Osir Ba'Hana? So the Dogel Mervava now brings in another Sugya. You may not, it's hard to read it a little bit. But he brings in another sugya. And this is the sugya called Ein Isser Chalal Isser. There's a concept called Ein Isser Chalal Isser. That when something's usher for one reason, you don't add on another reason. Okay? So if something is usher because it was nevela, and then, I don't know, someone made a neder on it, or shvu, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. You can't make another Isser on one Isser.
You can have five lavin and one mice.
If it happened together. Or there's a cheshbon to it. Okay? So here, the question is, that you cannot create the Isser Bishul Basar B'chalav on top of the Isser of Nevela. So therefore, there's no Isser, you're not going to get Malkus for eating Basar B'chalav on this Nevela because it's Asr Ba'achil already. What about the Hana? It wasn't Asr Ba'ana before, and now it's Basar B'chalav is going to become Asr Ba'ana. So that's Ein Isser Chalal Isser, right? That's an Isser Moisif. So the problem is the Rambam. The Rambam in Krisus, says ani agid lecha achshav nekuda nifla, and he's megal to us a soid over here in the Rambam. So it's called called the nekuda nifla of the Rambam. I heard like 10 shiurim on this in the mirror in Pesachim. So nekuda nifla of the Rambam. What's the nekuda nifla? And Dagom Rava here brings it down. It's interesting. The nekuda nifla of the Rambam is that if what the Rambam calls it that. So the Rambam says that something. Which the nature of Isser Hana in the Torah is there's kibat nothing in the Torah that's Isser only Bahana and not Ba'achila. It's usually not possible anyway, but He says the idea of Isurei Hana is that it's an expansion of the Isur Achila. Achila is one type of Hana. Some things are only Asur in that form of Hana, and some things the Torah said all Hana Isur Asur, but it's one of the forms of Hana that the Torah Asur. And therefore the Rambam says that Isur Hana is not separate from the Isur Achila. And if the Isur Achila can't be Chal, because ain't Isur Chal al Isur, so the Isra Hana can't be Chal independently of the Isra Achila. Because the Isra Hana is only an expansion of the Isra Achila. So if the Isra Achila of Basa B'Chal can't be Chal, the Isra Hana can't be Chal either. That's the Rambam saying there. It comes out of more Omekel now. So it comes out that according to the Rambam, Burger King meat... No, because Nevela is first.
Yeah.
That's Isra Chal Isra. It was first Nevela. Now you cooked it. So the Isra Achila of Basa B'Chal is not Chal. The Isra Bishal, of course... It's not a matter of chal. You're not allowed to bishul it. But if you did cook it, says the Rambam, it's not going to be also v'hanah either.
Can you buy it for your employee?
You could buy it for your employee, according to that. Okay? So now there's a big nafkamina, like you said. So we had a shayla one time. If you can, you're serving lunch. You're serving lunch to your staff, assuming there's no Jews there, because if there is, it's lefnei iver. So you're serving lunch to your staff, so you want to bring them basa b'chalav. So you're getting hana, you're giving your whole staff basa b'chalav. Okay? So again, it's not kosher meat. So you're not cooking it and you're not eating it. So the only issue is hana. Okay? So the only issue is hana, am I allowed to get hana from basa b'chalav? So according to the Rambam you could, but according to Tosfos you can't. And it's a shayla v'nisu d'oraisa, you have to be machmer. But if you... The Rambam says it's okay, but the other Shita says...
If it's really halal meat, which they're getting from the shlachtos, which would be pasta, not kosher, but it really is kosher, it's just we're using the chumrah, so... It turns out that the meat is kosher.
Okay, but the likelihood of that, I'm saying. one of my friends, Rabbanim, Avram Leaz, that's like one of my friends, Rebbeim. He told me from Rav Schechter, that he said that everyone says you should eat pita on Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos. He said no, you shouldn't eat pita because pita is probably matzah, because it never really rose, and they probably bake pita in less than 18 minutes.
Oh, for sure.
What?
For sure.
So you're longer. So that's like you say, oh, maybe your treif meat is gufa kosher. All of a sudden, all of a sudden the pita that you're going to be running around like throwing it. Oh no, maybe it's matzah. I mean,
they let it rise.
Right. I'm just saying it's a funny thing.
Like the ger who's not yet megayer, but who has to come on Shabbos, so he puts on.
Right, okay, fine.
He doesn't hold it there.
Okay. Now, right, I don't hold it there. You think I'm a guy? Right, what do you think I am? A guy? I don't hold it there. Okay, so that's the Shaila of the Dogom Ravava, and Lemaisa, it's the Shaila of Anissa Deraisa, according to him, and therefore you should be Machmer. The Pisket Shuva does bring that the Prima Godim. After he brings the whole Dago Mervava, he says, "I'm from Megadim Shekasev Denaktina the Aser Bana Mina Torah." Also, that it's Aser Bana. So there's a lot of poiskim that hold it's Aser Bana. So therefore, going back to the Burger King and to the culinary school and to the nurse and to serving a basa b'chalav to your employees, so it would come out that avadi, not even though it's treif meat, you cannot do it. You cannot cook it with cheese because it's Aser Bebishal. Hana is a machleik, is Rambam and Tosfos, Dago Mervava, and brings that down. And the Rambam is Mekel on Hana, but Tosfos Aser Hana, Prima Godin says to be Machmer, and therefore you should be Machmer not to get Hana from this Basa B'Cholav, even though it's treif, it's not kosher meat, it wasn't checked properly.
But what do you pay for lunch? And you could give him something that, I guess, Burger King, it's a lot cheaper than going to give him something kosher.
Right, so how do you do it? So oh, you say, maybe have some ruba. Maybe have some ruba.
Getting them from our grill steaks, or getting them from other places.
Right.
You didn't cook, you just deliver it.
Yeah, I can get you not bus for college.
Yeah, but let's say you want to get from McDonald's and...
No, so, right, so I'm saying... So
you give them money and they...
Okay, so we asked way back when. So we asked Rav Chatzwell this question, remember? So we ended up asking... Right, we ended up saying something like that, which is basically what we did is you give the manager the credit card,
Buy lunch.
What?
Buy lunch for them.
So you buy a pepperoni pizza.
But
you're on. What you told him is to lay out the money. We'll reimburse you. Give us the receipts. So at the time that they were being netted from it, it wasn't yours. So therefore, let one of the employees lay it out and then reimburse him later. So therefore, it's not really yours at the time. You're not getting. It's not considered
you're
getting enough.
You're giving the money. You're giving money.
It depends. You're giving the money as a gift, unless he never buys it. You're going to be to pay it back. So
give me back the change.
If you give, no, I'm saying, he's your shliach then. No, but he's your shliach, Pashtus. Pashtus is your shliach, doesn't matter.
I'm telling him, eat pepperoni, it's
just
money,
you're
dieting the
nafshi.
Buy
lunch.
Buy two sandwiches, buy pepperoni.
Dieting the nafshi doesn't help because you use my money to buy it. Now I own the stuff. He's my shliach to buy it for me. No, but I own it, Lamaisa, still.
What can you make on that?
Huh?
What can you make on that?
He's my shliach with my money.
You
don't need.
What's the kinyan you made on the Vasa Chalav? He made a kinyan on the Vasa Chalav. It's your money.
Kesef, he's my shlech to do it. I want to speak out one thing, by the way, just a chop thing, which is it is Nagel Maisa, but it's a Pischa Tshuva in Ois Beis. You could look at it afterwards, but it's a Gevaldika Shtickel. It's like this: the Pischa Tshuva wants to know that what about is there an Isser of Bishul of less than a shear? And it could be very negah in these garbage cases, right? How much cheese you have in there already? You don't have a full kazayis. Chatzis shir. So we know chatzis shir is in general is aser min ha-Torah. So therefore, chatzis shir is aser min ha-Torah. So what's the problem? Okay. So of course it's aser. Well, why wouldn't it be? So the pshat is so he ends up saying that it's taka. There's no iser chatzis shir kipshutay. It's only on a full kazayis. So pshat is why. So here's the pshat. Okay, it's gevaldik pshat. The issur of chatzis shir, the issur of the issur of chatzis shir is atzchazil itztarufi, right? It's because it could be mitztaruf with another half a shir to become a full kazayis. So the pshat is like this: is that if you eat, the Chacham Tzvi says, what I'm saying now is from the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi wants to know: is there an issur to have a chatzis shir in bal yira bal yimotze? It's in your house, you have half a shir, should be aser because maybe you'll buy another half a shir and now you have a full shir, right? So here's, listen to the Lamdus, okay? This is a Lamdus Shishtekel. He says like this. In the Isra Chatzis Shir, if you eat half a kazayis at 10:55, and at 11 o'clock, you eat another half a kazayis. So anything you ate took today's Achayel's Pras, within 9 minutes of each other, is mitzaref. So it took you 5 minutes to eat the kazayis. When did you start being over the Isra? Right now, when you ate the first half of kazayis. When did you finish? The second. So it comes out that what the half of kazayis you ate became lemafreya, part of a full achilas kazayis. So now, retroactively, the half of kazayis you ate is really a full iser. Right? It's part of, it took 5 minutes to do it. But let's say you own half of kazayis, and then you buy another half. So when did you only start being over this when you have the full kazayis. For the first 5 hours of Yom Tov that you had a half kazayis, you were not over any isurim. It's just that once you buy the second half, now you have a full kazayis. From now on, you're over. So there's not chazilut tzarufi. Chazilut tzarufi means that what you're doing now could become an isur deraisa. Okay. So he says by bishul the same thing. I have a half a kazayis cooking. I'm not over anything. Now I add another half kazayis. I wasn't over anything when I was cooking the half kazayis. It's just that now when I have the full kazayis in the pot, now I'm being over. So therefore, it's not. There's no shir talking to achilas pras. Whenever you have a kazayis, then you're over. So therefore he says that it's not chazilut tzarufi. Chazilut tzarufi means that the first half of your iser starts becoming aser retroactively when you're mashlim the shir. A little tifa nekuda. This is pshat in the Pischa Tshuva. If you look at the Pischa Tshuva, you don't know what he's talking about. Why is it not chazilut tzarufi? The answer is like this. Because bishul, when you'll finish the shir, that's when you're over and not before. So that's why there's no iser bishul on a chatzis shir. Just one halacha we didn't speak out, that he says that there is no iser bishul on oif either. Chicken is no iser bishul because also only has to drabanan. And dogim and chagavim also aim by him iser afil midrabanan. We pass in Ashkenazim that fish can be eaten with milk or meat. With milk, not with meat, but with milk. Svaradim are more machmer on that. The fish shouldn't be eaten with milk either.
It's just
sakana. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Very good. Let's go, everybody.
I just wanted to ask a general question. When we see that there's